I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Two Islamic militant groups have claimed responsibility for last Sunday's church attack in Pakistan. Many are calling the blast in Peshawar the deadliest assault against this nation's Christians. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says, sadly, some believers are responding with violence.
We need to pray against that. We need to pray for peace. We need to pray for the Christian community to have a spirit of forgiveness and understanding and grace in a situation where grace is completely not the natural response. We need to pray that God will provide supernaturally for them to be able to respond with forgiveness.
Next, will you pray for an elderly pastor in Kazakhstan? He was sent to a psychiatric ward under false accusations last month. Now, he's reportedly being held at a pretrial prison in the nation's capital. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
It's very troubling, to say the least, when you see somebody that gets locked up in a psychiatric prison for practicing their religious faith. That basically calls back to the days under the former Soviet Union.
Griffith says this case, along with mixed signals from Kazakhstan's president, aren't helping. Please pray for this pastor's health and his immediate release. And Syria's president says while they're willing to turn over all the chemical weapons, it may not happen. He indicates that some of the chemical weapons sites are being held by rebels in the two-year civil war in his country. So what does that mean for groups like Baptist Global Response? More uncertainty. Already, there are more than 2 million refugees, not to mention the 4 million who are internally displaced. BGR is helping with food, medicine, and shelter in Jesus' name. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News, and when you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.